Hello?
Is this Pee-wee?
The one and only, you know it, Raul.
Welcome back, Pee-wee. Episode 4. Hey, it's how you feeling today, man? We've got some weather here around here. How's it? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great. You know why this is episode number 4?
Why's that?
Because Bama is still number 4, just like I predicted.
You're right.
So bring on the tide.
You have any feelings?
Because they're number 4.
You got any feelings about this week? Hey, listen, there's been a lot of weather come through the southeast this week. Does that affect players? Are they locked and ready? Or how does weather affect these games for these guys?
Well, if it doesn't affect them, weather don't affect Alabama. I mean, Waylon's got his team ready. They're ready to weather the storm. That's why this whole storm is rolling in, because they played South Florida last week. And they weathered that storm, and now we're getting the physical storm of what just happened. That's what brought that on.
I got you. The force of the tide brought it on.
Yeah. They weathered that storm. Now we're physically going to weather this storm. Alabama's going to be fine.
Now, a lot of people think we're playing Michigan this week, if you listen to the previous episode. But, in fact, we're playing Wisconsin.
We'll beat them, too.
Yeah. We will. We're traveling to Wisconsin. Is that going to affect anything being up north versus being down here in the humid south, which is we're getting a break right now because, you know, getting into fall and that helps. But is that going to affect anything going that far north up into Madison, up at Camp Randall?
No, not the University of Alabama. It's not. That's the reason why we've been having these cooler temperatures preparing them for that. I mean, they're going to get up there and just be used to it.
So
it's going to be like just everyday practice for them.
So Waylon, he actually planned this change of weather just so that would happen.
Well, I think he's a praying man. Yeah. I think he is. I've never met him, really, just to be honest with everybody. I've never actually met him. But I mean, coincidence that all this has happened like this. They weather the storm of South Florida. We get a physical storm. The weather cools down right before we're going up north to Wisconsin to play. I don't see that just being happenstance. I mean, do you?
You know, it's hard to say. It's hard to say. I like to hear your take on it, and I think that, I mean, who can pick against you? I mean, I don't know how we could go against what you're saying.
All the numbers are adding up.
All of your numbers have added up. As a matter of fact, if you just follow the math, people, just follow the math and you'll see that his numbers add up.
Well, can I say something?
I'm all ears.
I played NCAA the other night and I played 15 minute quarters, which by the way is a long time on a game. Okay. And I played 15 minute quarters, Alabama against Wisconsin. And I won 83-46. And I'm just telling you, Alabama is going to roll all over Wisconsin. Jalen Milroe, 212 rushing yards. I'm telling you that. I stand by that. I've stood by it from week one, and I stand by it right now in week 3.
How many yards?
212 for Jalen Milroe.
You're right.
He is going to run like he ain't never run before, I'm telling you. And it's not going to be because he has to. It's going to be because he wants to.
I even looked it up. That's exactly, I've got my notes here, and you're exactly right. That's what's happened.
I don't forget. I don't have to make notes. I got it all in my head.
You're good. Now, Wisconsin's undefeated. They've only played Western Michigan and South Dakota. How do you think they're thinking about playing the Tide?
They're scared slapped to death. They're so worried. See, Alabama, I'm telling you, Alabama set that up last week in South Florida and said, we're going to make it tough so that Wisconsin don't prepare as much, don't practice as hard, and they're not ready to play the game. And that's what they did. They could have beat South Florida by 104.
But again, you said this, out of respect, he didn't.
Oh, out of, yeah, total respect. Yeah, we, he don't want to do that. And he wants to set it up, give Wisconsin where they're like, oh, the Tide ain't nothing, Alabama ain't nothing. Well, you're going to see, come Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, you're going to see what's going to happen. The Tide, you know what, all they're going to hear, they're going to hear one thing. You know what they're going to hear? I spend my dollar parked in the holler underneath the mountain moonlight. That's what they're going to hear.
A little Dixieland a lot for them.
Yeah. That's it.
Well.
And they're going to be scared, slapped to death. Alabama may put up, they may put up the 83 on them. I mean, they really may. They could.
Well, I'd like to get in, you know, I'd like to modify, you know, we did top 25 last time, and I really think that for the sake of people's times, I think that we do the top 10. I think it'd be great. This is, in fact, Pee-wee's predictions, so we do need to get some predictions in here, and we're going to wrap this up with some more Alabama-Wisconsin, but I'd like to look over the top 10 and see where you think that these are going to fall, if that's okay with you.
I'm ready.
We got number one, Georgia, playing Kentucky. Now, Kentucky's 1-1, Georgia's 2-0, and Georgia's looking really good this year. Almost, they look like a force, you know. They look really good. I was actually in dog country. I was in Athens today, and there's buzz there. I mean, things are looking good there. What do you think about this game? And also, what do you think about Georgia this year?
I'm glad you used the word buzz. I would like to add to that, buzzard. They're going to land a buzzard, a goose egg. They are not going to beat Kentucky. So, this is the week it goes down. You want to know who the real deal is? The real deal is Texas. Texas is the real deal.
Okay. Number two, Texas is the real deal. You know, they're playing in Kentucky. That could have something to do with the way you feel about this. What do you think the score is going to be for this Georgia-Kentucky game?
Georgia is actually going to be is going to lose, I mean, to Kentucky. Kentucky's going to beat Georgia. That game is going to be 24-18, Kentucky.
Wow. That's so upset of the week, clearly. If they knock off number one Georgia, they will disrupt a lot here. How far do you think Georgia falls if that happens?
Georgia will fall to number six.
Wow. Georgia falls to number six. I'm writing this down. Wow.
Everybody can see it.
You know what? It's almost plain to see. I don't know why we're even talking about it. This is just, if you just watch college football, you know this is coming.
Yeah. Kirby Smart is going to be livid on the sidelines.
How do you feel about Kirby Smart? You know, he was at Alabama for such a long time, really close with Coach Saban. How do you feel about him going to Georgia, the success he's had at Georgia? Do you think that he needs to, you know, does he owe that to Alabama? Is this almost like an extended Alabama, or is he almost like a traitor and now he's somewhere else and we don't like that? How does that fall with you?
Well, you know, people, whenever I was defensive coordinator on the flag football team, people for Pee Wee football, people would call me Kirby Smart. So I like Kirby Smart. But let me tell you something about Kirby Smart. He is a traitor. He should have stayed right there at Alabama and stay in his lane, which is defensive coordinator. He's not head coach material.
Well, so what would you credit the past two seasons that he's had that for? Is that just carried over from Alabama?
Saban. He's using Saban's name and the University of Alabama to recruit. He's not even, Jared, he's not even a good coach. Right. Have you heard him speak?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've heard him. I've seen it. I've seen it.
I have too. He's the defensive coordinator at best, not head coach at best.
Do you think Georgia keeps him or they get rid of him?
Georgia will hang on to him because that's his alma mater. So Georgia hang on to him just because of that rough under.
Not because any of his success, national championships, just because he's been there?
Just because he's been there.
Right.
That's why Georgia is. That's why they do their people.
Right. They're loyal. I mean, they kept Mark Rick all those years.
Yeah, I couldn't think of his name. I was trying to say his name. I couldn't think of it. Yeah, they kept old Marky Boy around.
Yeah,
just because that's where he went.
Yeah, Mark was a good guy. I liked Mark. Okay, let's move on. Number two, Texas, who you've claimed is the real deal. Now, they're going to play University of Texas at San Antonio. So kind of an in-state game here. What do you think this game, how do you think this game ends up?
Oh, this is a blowout. This is 49-0, Texas.
Okay, 49-0, Texas.
Yeah, it's not even close because Texas is going to move to number one.
That's right, because Georgia's fallen this week.
That's right.
That's right. These are the facts. I mean, if you're hearing this, we can't help that they're the facts. We, you know, we're just reporting them. That's all. Well, that's all I'm doing. We got Chris here. I'm just bringing this to the people, helping people see what's going to happen. Now, Ohio State, number three, Ohio State has a bye week this week, so they're not playing. So, you know, you feel like they'll hold that spot at number three?
They're going to stay at number three because they ain't playing nobody, literally nobody.
Right.
Who has a bye week on the third week?
That's a good point.
Are you that sorry? They are that sorry of a team that they got to take their bye week on the third week. I'd quit football.
And they, you know, when they come back next week, and we'll talk about this game, they play Marshall. So, you know, that could be a wild game. You never know. Marshall seems to play people pretty tough. But let's skip number four, the Crimson Tide. And let's go to number five, Ole Miss versus Wake Forest. Now, your own record for liking Lane Kiffin, how do you think he fares in this game?
Let me tell you something about Lane Kiffin. I don't like Lane Kiffin. I really, really, really like Lane Kiffin. Okay? And Lane Kiffin is going to take this game. He's going to put up 62-3.
Wow.
And he's going to be mad about the three. He's going to be real mad about the three.
Well, the over-under is 64.5. So, you know, you'd be right there at the over-under. So, you mean.
I know my numbers.
You do. I mean.
I had no idea that was the over-under, but I just know my numbers. Hey, I ain't a professional predictor for nothing.
I mean, the proof's in the numbers. If you just listen over the past three podcasts, you'll actually see how accurate you are.
Hey, I said Alabama wasn't dropping. They didn't drop.
That's what I
said Alabama ain't moving up. They didn't move up.
That's what I'm saying. We got number six, Missouri versus 24, Boston College. This is probably the biggest game in the top 10 here because we got two top 25 teams playing. What do you feel about Missouri versus Boston College?
I done told you I don't like the name Missouri. I'm going against them. Boston College upset them, and they beat them. Okay. And that score is 17-12, Boston College.
17-12, Boston College. So Mizzou is out on this one. They're going to – and where? How far you think they fall?
Oh, my goodness. What number is Boston College?
24.
The 20, what number is Missouri?
Number six.
They dropped number 10. They're dropping four spots.
Mizzou drops to number 10. Okay, number seven, Tennessee against Kent State. What do you got here?
You know, I went whenever, no, that wasn't Kent State, was it? That was Kansas State that Alabama played, Sugar Bowl. All right, so yeah, that's Kent State. That's a different state.
yeah, yeah.
So let's see, who's Kent State playing?
That'd be Tennessee, number seven, Tennessee.
Tennessee. Is Tennessee traveling?
Yeah, it's actually at Neyland Stadium.
Oh, that's at home.
Yeah.
So Tennessee don't have to travel.
Right.
Kent State does.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you this. Tennessee wins that game, it's going to be 47-34.
47-34 Tennessee.
Yeah.
All right, number 8, Penn State has a bye week this week. I'm assuming you think they're going to just hang out at number 8. Or will they move up because Georgia loses? Or are you saying Georgia drops to 6? So
you got two in the top 10 that are moving. Right. Okay? So they're moving up 2 spots, actually, and not even playing the game.
So Penn State moves to number 6. We got 2 people at number 6. Georgia and Penn State will both be number 6.
Well, that's where the controversy is going to come in. Penn State, they're going to move back down to number 7.
I got you. Now, this is a big game. Oregon versus Oregon State.
Oh, that's an in-state rivalry game.
Yeah.
Whoever came up with the word rivalry? That's a hard word to say. Rivalry.
Yes. I'd like for you to practice a little bit more. But yeah, what do you think? What do you think this game is? Who do you think is going to win this game? Now, Oregon's favored. Who do you think is going to win this game?
Oregon wins this game. They're the Ducks. They're going to let it roll off the back like a duck does.
Ducks beat the Beavers.
The Ducks beat the Beavers 56-24.
56-24.
They let the big roll off their back.
Right. That makes sense. Total sense.
Because Beavers, you know, Beavers, they live in water. And Ducks let water roll off their back.
Right.
It's 24, Oregon Ducks. Go Ducks!
Number 10, Miami. Who you have said Miami's, to quote you, Miami's the real deal.
They are. Miami ain't playing.
Number 10, Miami versus Ball State.
Oh, a blowout. This is a blowout from the word go. 53-14.
53-14. With that kind of score like that, you think they get those 14 points possibly in the fourth quarter, playing against third string, maybe fourth string?
No. They get those in the first quarter, and it goes downhill from there.
Oh, and then Miami says, we're not letting up. You already scored points Miami, on us.
I'm telling you this. Miami's defense coming out in the second quarter all the way through the fourth quarter is nonstop. No play. I'm not holding back. I'm getting the ball. You're going to see, and I'm not exaggerating this number, 3 interceptions and 1 fumble recovery on this game.
Wow. The Hurricane's going to be better this week because we've actually seen a hurricane. Is that why?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. They've seen the hurricane, and they are ready. They're like, hey, the hurricane actually missed us, but we saw the effects of the hurricane. We're bringing that same kind of tenacity to this ball game.
Tenacity, nice.
Thank you. I studied that word today, actually.
Well, that brings us to number 4, Alabama, Wisconsin. I want to talk about this a little bit more.
Spend my dollar, parts and holler, Nick Mountain Moonlight. Hold her up tight. Play a little football. We're going to roll tide, roll all night. But we're playing in the morning because we really don't care. Alabama's going to roll on there. Go ahead.
Alabama's going to Wisconsin. We've talked about this a little bit. Now, I know we've talked that you've never been to Kent Randall. I have. I really like the stadium there. It's a fun place to play. It's a different environment than Tuscaloosa, Bryant-Denny Stadium. It's really a different environment than anywhere in this SEC. Do you think that affects Alabama when they go? It's just a different feel, you know? Weather, but the whole environment's a different feel.
No, they are laid-back people up yonder. For goodness sakes, it's called a camp. I mean, what do you do at camp? You relax. you have some fun. That's what Alabama's going to do. They're going to toy with this team and have fun. I'm telling you, this is a blowout. Tampa Randall. That's not even that Death Valley. That's intimidating. Tiger Stadium. That's intimidating. Florida, whatever that is. That's intimidating.
The swamp.
Yeah, the swamp. That's intimidating.
What do you think?
I mean,
you think about Auburn. You think on the
Saban Field. That's intimidating. But you call it Camp Randall. Yeah, that's not intimidating. We're going to run all over them.
You think it's intimidating when you say down on the plains or between the hedges?
Not down on the plains. That sounds like Little House on the Prairie. That's where they play, too. Little House on the Prairie. Oh, Auburn.
Down on the
plains.
Do you like the Coliseum? You like that Tennessee calls theirs the Coliseum?
Now, listen, I can't stand Tennessee, but I had to say Coliseum. That sounds like, what was that movie back in the day? It was about 2 hours long. I never could make it through the end, but it had the Gladiator.
Gladiator.
It reminds me of Gladiator. They go into the Coliseum. Yeah, that's a tough place because you're locked in there with a bull.
Right. I don't think that the bull was in the Gladiator movie, but I see what you're saying.
Wonderful. I thought there was a bull in the Gladiator movie. He got locked in the Gladiator movie. He got in the Coliseum. Didn't they turn bulls loose? He had to fight.
I think it was a lion.
It was an animal. Okay, there's an animal in there.
Right.
It was mean too. Yeah, the Coliseum. Now I like the Coliseum because that reminds me of the Gladiator.
Right. So Jalen Milroe's
Little House on the Prairie. It's the cakewalk.
Right.
Not even scared.
So Alabama wins convincingly 31-16. That's what you have predicted. Do you think that score is going to change now that you've seen Alabama play 2 weeks? Are you sticking to your guns from the first of the first episode or is it 31-16? How do you feel?
I hate to contradict myself. I can't stand somebody.
Well, you hadn't done it yet.
No, and I hate to do that, but I have to move the score. I have to. After seeing them play, I'm telling you right now, this game, Alabama scores 60 in this game to 16.
60-16. So you got Wisconsin still putting up 16, just Alabama's going to put up almost 30 points more.
Yeah, because I played on the NCAA, I put up 83.
I forgot about that.
That's life-changing.
Right. Well, you know, I know you're not making any plans to go up to Wisconsin, but I would like to ask, you got any plans for the game?
I'm a Southern boy.
Do what?
I don't go up north. I'm a Southern boy.
Right. Right. You got any plans for this game? What does this look like for you this weekend?
Oh, this weekend I stay at the house. Okay, and I'm staying downstairs on my 75-inch television, and I'm watching this game at 11 a.m. kickoff, and I'm just enjoying myself. I'm going to watch it. I do hope this week, and I can't confirm, but I have made some phone calls. Please stop with the Nick Saban commercials on Home Depot. And these rental houses, and just stop. I have made that phone call. And so we're going to see if they listen, and I'm going to watch the game. And I'm going to tell you this, if I see Nick Saban come on there, I will have to change the channel.
For a commercial. Now, are you okay with him being on game day?
Oh, yeah, I like him on game day. I think he brings a lot to the table on game day. I really do. Now, matter of fact, I think that him and McAfee are a great, they're bipolar, you know what I mean? They're great opposites of each other, which I think is a lot to the table. I think that's what game day needs, and I think that's the reason why he retired, was game day needed that.
Right. Because he is just, he just is, continues to sculpt the way that we view college football, Nick Saban.
He does. Yeah, I mean, he does. Just like whenever he said, they ran through us like, you know what, through a tin horn, you know? I mean, he don't mince his words.
Right.
He brings the seriousness to game day that they need, is what he does. And I like that.
Right. And let's face it, he's the most knowledgeable guy in college football. I mean, I rank it this way. I rank it Pee-wee, then I rank it Coach Saban. And then who would you put at number three?
Number three, I would probably have to go with, I know some people are not going to like this, and I'm going to preference it with that. But
wait, you're gonna preference it with that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mike Shula knew his stuff. Now he didn't perform well. He didn't get a lot of wins, but he did know his stuff pretty good.
I haven't questioned anything that you've said so far in this, but I have to ask. Mike Shula, of all people that you could have put at number three spot, you pick Mike Shula over your beloved Ole Miss, former Alabama, Lane Kiffin.
Look, I want to think about Lane, if I'm being honest. I forgot about Lane. But Mike Shula would be ahead of Lane just because he's older. And he has all the mistakes the Lane's made.
Well, listen, okay? Listen, anyone listening to this, I'm just as shocked as you guys are. I'm blown away. I'm perplexed, dumbfounded. I don't know what other words to use.
Mike.
Do what now?
I like the name Mike, okay? I like somebody named Mike. That's somebody who gets it done, okay? And I like that name.
Gotcha. Mike Shula. I'm not even going to continue to ask you who else would you put on this list, on the coaching and who knows college football order.
Dubose. Mike Dubose. That's another Mike.
Yes, it is. That is another Mike.
I like that name. I would go with Mike Dubose. Mike Dubose knew his stuff. I don't like the way he left Alabama. Let me be clear. I don't like the way he left Alabama, but he knew his stuff. So, I mean, we're talking about people just with knowledge, right? Now, if we're going for ladies, man, Lane Kiffin's number one. He can get the ladies. I'm telling you that right now, because if I was a lady, he'd have me. But I'm not a lady.
So, I just want to recap this. You have Nick Saban. I had Nick Saban, then I had Pee-wee. Really, just for this podcast, I said that, but then you took it. Would you still have those as one and two, Nick Saban, then you?
No, I would honestly, I would put myself, and I'm not trying to be arrogant.
I've never heard you be that way. You're not on record
for that. I would put Pee-wee above Nick Saban. Because I knew what Nick Saban was going to do before Nick Saban knew what he was going to do. I would tell him, I would scream at TV. Like, okay, for instance, I hate to bring this up. It makes me sick to my stomach. But I have to. That kick six with 1 second left.
Why would you bring that up? Why would you bring that up?
I'm screaming at the TV. Saban, let it go! Let it go. Let's just take this thing to overtime. That's what I'm screaming to Steven. Take it to overtime and let it go. But no, not Saban. I want my second. I want to have a kick six historic moment against my team. That's why I put myself ahead of Nick Saban.
You still carry some resentment from that game.
Oh, I do, because he knew better. I knew better, which means I know better.
So, back to what I was saying, your list, if I can just confirm this, I need to write this down. You have Pee-wee, you have Saban, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you have Mike Shula.
Yes. Mike Dubose.
Yeah.
And Lane.
I'm glutton for punishment here. Who's number six?
Tommy Tuberville. Say what you want to about old Tommy. Tommy beat Alabama like 6 years in a row, 9 years in a row.
Okay. Tommy Tuberville. I got to have a top 10 here. Who's after Tommy Tuberville?
After Tommy Tuberville, Terry Bradshaw.
So Terry Bradshaw in college football, you have Terry Bradshaw. I you know what? Who am I to question you?
Why would you?
I have no idea why I would. Who's after Terry Bradshaw?
Mike Gundy.
Mike Gundy.
I like the name Mike.
Yes, you do.
Okay. How many more do we have?
Got two more. What's our 9 and 10?
Number 9, that would be, what was that coach that was, he died?
Now, Mike Leach is his name.
Mike Leach. His name is Mike. I knew it was a Mike.
So,
Mike.
Did you like him because of his name or? Anyway,
I liked him because his name was Mike, and he said off the wall stuff that always brought it back around to what he was really trying to say. I like Mike Leach.
Right. Now,
and then last but not least,
yes,
I have to go, and I can't help it. It's my gut. Are we talking about people that still lie? Because Mike Leach.
Well, you put Mike Leach in here.
Well, I have to go. He's still alive. What was the Florida coach that ended up at Ohio State?
Urban Meyer?
Yeah. So, I like the name Urban.
Well, now, why do you like the name Urban?
Because it's not a very common name, but it makes you sound like you're with the times. I'm Urban Time. Like Urban Meyer. And I like Osmeyer Williams. I like the hot dog.
Makes so much sense. So these people, and I just want to go back over this list for everyone listening. These are the top 10 people who know the most about college football. Number one, of course, Pee-wee. Number two, Saban. Nicholas Saban. Number three, Mike Shula. Number four, Mike Dubose. Number five, Lane Kiffin. Number six, Tommy Tuberville. Number seven, Terry Bradshaw. Number eight, Mike Gundy. Number nine, the late Mike Leach. And number 10, Urban Meyer. These are the heads, the top 10 geniuses of college football. Would you like that when you reflect back on this?
I love that. That you put us 10 together, you know what you have? You have a conference.
If you had these 10 together, could we still have the BCS and picking the top two and everybody being okay with it?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt, that's all you need is those top 10 right there. They know what's going on.
Clearly.
What? Oh, without a shadow of a doubt, not even a shadow of a doubt.
Right. Well, hey, let's wrap this up. Do you got any message this week for the Tide or Wayland Shores?
Yes, I do. And I would like to say this, both to Wayland Shores and the Tide. If I was in that locker room with those men and some young boys, you know, we got a 17-year-old out there, catching the ball.
Yes.
Yeah, do y'all realize that? He's 17 years old out there making plays. They're 17 years old, ain't even got the driver's license. This boy's out there making history. Okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to get up. We're going to go out there, we're going to make history against them Beavers, and we're going to win this game. We're going to make them go back, and we're just chewing on some wood somewhere because we are out here kicking the hindies. What we're going to do, we're going to catch the ball, we're going to throw the ball, we're going to run the ball, we're going to intercept the ball, we're going to recover the fumble on the ball, we're going to take the ball into the end zone, we're going to win with the ball. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be on the ball, and we're not going to stop. And I tell you this right now, we ain't going to give up, we ain't going to back down, we ain't going to be scared of nobody. We're going to get up, we're going to run that ball, we're going to score, and we're going to win this game. 60-16, Bama roll, Tide roll!
They're the Badgers.